them b'shus the rav and the olam that learns here and uses this as a makom taira. It's a tremendous chus to be part of such a tzibur and such a dehaivna tzibur. I've also had this chus. Rav Eden is my connection from Eretz Yisrael. The last year, I think I was there. We learned chavrusa. We have chavrusa once a week, and it's been nimshach yedidus, acquaintanceship, and so on. So it feels very, very special to be in such a dehaivna place. I'd like to try to be misbeinin a little bit on inyan. That sometimes because it's so miragla befumid insha, because it's something we're so used to talking about, we don't pick up on a very important nekuda in what the inyan of Hanukkah is. The lashon in the Gemara and Shabbos is the whole brisa about why it came about. The quote from Michilas Tainis, it says l'shana acheres kavum v'asum yom tovim behal vayda. They made Hanukkah a yontiv through halal and hoydah. It's not a yontiv through isa malacha. Mishta and Simcha also, Pashas not so Pashat, but folk upon him, not clear. But the Matbeah of Yontiv, of Hanukkah, Gemara says, is through Halal Haidah. The Rambam brings Lashon of Megillas Tainis, and he says, Umipneze, Hiskinu Chachom Shavoy Sidur. So the Rambam seems to be mishana the lashon that instead of the word hoida, like it says in the Gemara, he says to be madlik neres Hanukkah. Later on, it's also mashma like that. That Neres Chanukah is be'etzem the vehicle for the Hoidah. The Rambam says, when he speaks about the Cheshivas of it and so on, so he says, Mitzvah Neres Chanukah is very chaviv. Tzorech l'odom le'zoivak le'di ha'nes u'lo'hoise b'shvach ha'keil v'hoidoya lo'yal ha'nisim sh'asol lano. So the Mashmor says, here he says that the Neres is the Echetimtza for the Gilui Anes, for Halal, and the Hoidah. So it's interesting that the Rambam learns up the Hoidah going on Neres Chanukah. The partial reason would be because the Hoidah that we do in Al Nisim, it's really mitzad, it's not teifis, a tremendous makom. In Halal is a chiyuv and a bracha, and it's kaveh, its own bracha, and its own makom, and you have to say it all day long. Al Nisim, if you missed out, you missed out. So the Rambam understood that if Halal and Hoidah are twin pillars, so Halal is the one, and that's the Hilchas Halal he has in Chas Chanukah, Betzim, and the Hoidah is that Lukas Neiris. But I try to understand a little bit where in that Lukas Neiris is there the Hoidah. If anything, it's a type of another person. It's a person manes. It certainly is mehalakash brach person manes. And bechlal, the nuanced difference between hal and hoidah, that chazal will kaveh for us the two together, that this is the twin of hal and hoidah go together. They're both good things. So l'mashal, on Pesach, we're mehalakash brach hu. We also boil it, do you? You know, we certainly amayde HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the tovus and chasadim he did to us. Hoidah is also woven into the fabric of Pesach and the Nusach and so on. But here there's some yichud over here where you have Halal and Hoidah specifically. And I want to be oimed a little bit on the difference between Halal and Hoidah. There are some two very separate inyanim that they both address very different in Yanim of Chiyav Adam. Another place where we find a Yichud of Hoidah is, it says in Chazal, in different places, it says that all Karbonis are going to become bottled, except for Korban Toida. The Nusach is also all tefillas will be betelos asad lahoy, v'haidua ena betela. That all tefillas are going to become batel except for tefillah of haidua. This Nusach is some the same chazal in different places. Some places it says all haiduas will be batel except for this haidua, and other places it says all tefillas. But on Karbanis it says all kohanim come batel except for Korban Toida. So Haidar has in itself some yichud of Avodas Hashem that shayach even lasid lavoi, something that one that in that it, whereas other forms of Avoda, whatever Oila does, whatever Chatos and Ashem do, that comes to an end. So Chatos and Ashem we understand. Chatos and Ashem are Averis, so that's something that a person lasid lavoi del. And so on, we won't do Averis. But all the other types of Averis Hashem, what is Haidah unique about it? So I want to try a little bit to be mizvoinen on Hadlokas Neiris also, a yichud. The Gemara asks, if we're talking about a difference between Korban Toida and other inyanim, and other types of Avodah, the Gemara asks, also Gemara Shabbos, that V'chila Oira Hu Tzarech, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need the Oira of the Menorah? And the Gemara says that all 40 years they went with the Oira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says it's Eidus Hu Levoi Oila. So the Kasha is, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need Korbanis? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need Lechem Aponim? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need anything? Does Chamayim, Nesachim? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need? In Kvar, you could ask it on everything. This Shaila is a Shaila asked specifically on Adlokas Neiris. And the Vaistois, that whatever Yichud Adlokas Neiris has, it's Miyuchud from all of our Avodas in a certain Oifen. It's something about it that's different, and that's why the shaila of the chilayur tzarech is specific to that. So let's be misbeinim. The world is divided into two areas between the Ribbono Shel Olam and people. There is what let's take the Rambam's question about Yediyah and Bechira. There's a chelik that's Maisei Hashem, and Adam has, it's not up to Adam. A person, if he's a Rasha, could be kaifer in it, and he could say, and he could deny it, and Rebbe Inshallah. But Tachlis, in a big chelik of the Bria, it's all about Ribbono Shel Olam, and our choice is to be makir and not to be makir. Then there's a chelik that's called Rishus Nesuna L'chol Adam. Rishus means a dominion. We all have, there's a chelik of our life, a chelik of the makim, the big sense of the word that we occupy, that's for Adam to do. And as far as we're concerned, Bechira is muchlet, and the areas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this rishus, it's up to us to do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects for us to do, and so on and so forth. That's the two halakim. HaShemayim, Shemayim Hashem, V'Otzal Sam V'Odom, it's the same idea. There's a chelik of the Bria that's Kulei Maisei Hashem, and there's a chelik of the Bria where Avoida takes place, Torah Mitzvahs takes place, and that's kol kuloi, our dominion, and we have the bechira. If we do it, it happens. If we don't do it, it doesn't happen. That's our tfisa, that's what we're held accountable for, and that's where we see it. We makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first chelik of the bria through hallow. Hallow is a form of being mishabeach, and it's something where a person can make himself blind. A person can be koyfa chas v'shalom in ma'aseh Hashem. Or a person can open his eyes and say, Mizach Shem Shal Mevoye Mul Shem Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Mizach Shem Shal Mevoye. Look at the ma'aseh Hashem. So an avoda that goes to the avoda that speaks to being makir the Ribbono Shel Olam, gadlusay, in his world, so to speak, in what's tolerated in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that includes nisim and eflorius and giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of what he does, gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so on, all those inyanim, those are inyanim where our avoda is halal, and that's how we makir the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's, in a certain sense, the easier of the two. What about the chelik that's ours? The chelik of avoda, that's for us. So yes, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want, he wouldn't let us. It's a reshus nesuna. It's all good. But there's a chelik, and that chelik, it's up to me. So there was David HaMelech stood up by Bimei Samigdash. And he said, "Va'ata Elokeinu moedim anachnu lo u'mehalo shefatecha. I am going to be moedim to you mehalo. V'chimi ani u'mi imi kinatza koyach lisnadav kazois. Who am I that could have had the ability to give all this? Kimi mecho hakoil u'miyotcha nasanu lcha. It came from you, and we give it back to you." In other words, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaBchira, is a place that avoides totally in Adam. It started with the Messias Nefesh of Avraham Avinu, Yitzhak Avinu, and so on. And L'churitz, the Makom Avoida, that's the bubble of Bechira in this world, is that I am able to do something, because Baruch Hu gave me the power to do something. And David HaMelech was makir. This is the chelik of Hidor coming from his dvarim, where he says, "Ki mimcha hakoil u'miyotcha nesanu l'cha." The ultimate hakara of the Ribbono Shel Olam is a hakara that what we gave, in the chelik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allocated for us to give, it's mimcha u'miyotcha nesanu l'cha. It came from us to you. That's the ultimate shlemus of Hoidah, is that. The word Hoidah it's the same word as like Hoidah Spaldin. Hoidah Spaldin is chal on something that there's a havamina, it's mine. In other words, if there are two Adam that say this is yours, so it's yours. So Bezen sees it as yours. I'm holding an object. There are no Adam against it. So this object is seen as mine, justifiably such, and Bezin will defend my right to possess it. When I'm moida, then I take that which is ki'ilu mine, that it's chazaka as a chazaka being mine, and I give it back to whoever the owner is. So hoida, halal is an acknowledgement of a greatness, something that be'etzem is not shaykh to me. So the Moshe, if I say that, let's take it on a personal level. If I see somebody is a very big chacham and I'm a halom shabbat, I say, you said dvarim defloim and it's gevaldik, this and that, and so on and so forth. That's hilul. But let's say somebody stands up and says that my dvarim are be'etzem taken, I was yonik such and such a Torah from so and so. So that's a hoidah. The pshat is, I'm saying, miyotcha nasanu lecha. That's what hoidah is. So hoidah's halal is as an objective bystander. I'm not makhish. I'm makir, an outside emes. Hoidah is when something which is becheska's mind, I'm oimid and matzke, and I say tzotke mimeni, I say me'ashem oisadova, I give it back to where it belongs. That's the pool of Hidah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Nisim, where he is Matzel Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is a Sakana, and that's all of the Me'oros are like that. Pesach, Shavuos, he gave the Torah, Sukkos, he fed us in the Midbar, Purim, he saved us, and so on. All of those events were events that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something on our behalf. So that's a hallel. I am Mishabeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yad HaChazakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving, and so on. Chanukah was our Avodah. We stood up at Mesiras Nefesh and refused to go to Avodah Zarah and insisted on doing what it's supposed to do, and so on. We did it. It started with us. No, it never happened before. This is a vinkel of our Avodah, our Mesiras Nefesh. So Hallel is the Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, to save us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala Rabbi Mad Atim, Shalekidach HaTeva, and that's the Chelek of Kilu. But the Deher, that our Mesiras Nefesh, to stand strong and to be oimed on what's right, to be able to return that to Rabbi Yisrael is a whole different darga and maila than Hillel. To say that the Mesiras Nefesh that we exhibited and the finding the Shemin is part of it, we'll see in a second maybe another Knech, to give that back to Rabbi Yisrael, to be moide that miyotcha nesan lecha, that's as a yichud and Chanukah that doesn't exist anyplace else. So the hoidur of Chanukah is not the nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on our behalf, but that the Mesiras Nefesh we exhibited, we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for the ratzon, the koyach, for the schus to be able to do something that is Mesiras Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash of Hadlokas Neiris is unique. We pointed it out in the Gemara, that the Gemara says V'chiloir Tzarech. There's a very big difference. Let's explain the Nafkamina. Imagine somebody comes to me, a person wants to give me a gift, whatever, I did him a favor, whatever it is. And the person gives me a becher as a gift, a nice becher, a card, and so on. There's no understanding in that I need a becher for Shabbos, but it's a gift. It's the person, the ikar is that the person is giving me something, and that's a hakara. It's a hakara that hakara is a type. The Ribbono Shel Olam created a mahalach of karbonis where we can bring a dairy. That's the inyan of karbonis. It's a big schus, it's a big inyan, but it's the tzura of a dairy. A dairy doesn't need the makabel hadairy. It's not the necessity. It's not a nitzrach. If it's a nitzrach, it's not a dairy. It's an endover. In the colloquial sense of the word. So korbanos is not be'etzim because there's a tzorech, as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to give a gift. He created a tzura where we give. So we give a hallel, we give shevach, we give a gift, and that's the world of korbanos. So there's no shaila does he need the korbanos. It's just like if I give somebody a very nice becher, the question, does he need a becher, is not a relevant question. Menorah, it says in Sfarim, has two tafkidim. There's the kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a kavod, kibdu ba'urim. It's urim kibdu. It's a chshivas. So in that case, it falls under the same category as it would fall in the same category as korbanis. But the menorah is meyer on the outside. It's the hechitza where the ha'ara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to the outside. So it's a spotlight that's meant to shine out. So this lechura is, we're lechura doing something kaviyachol together with the Ribbono Shelom. The Ribbono Shelom is meir olamis, and we're also being meir olamis. And Chazal speak in different places about a muscle with a summa that he told him par lefanai. This is markedly different than karbonis. Karbonis is a tzura of a deren kaviyachol, and the mail there's such a pasha where we offer things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as hakar. Oyer is the pshat as we hope kaviyachol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mayor out. Where does that come from? Where in the world do I have the ability to be shy of that? The teretz is, if a person dehares that whatever he does in ruchnius is miyotcha nesan lecha, that be'etzem I'm just a tziner for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing, even the things that I did with the ultimate serious nefesh, sach hakol, I'm just a chetimtza for a certain, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to act through me. When a person does a mitzvah with incredible serious nefesh, a person is makir that he's a chetimtza for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mashpi on the world, then a person could become this, he could be the kli to be mayor of the world also. So the pu'ul of Neiris, Chanukah, which today we give out the ha'ara of the Ribbono Shel Olam to the world. A person walks by and there's a ha'ara of that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam and so on. We're shuted in that because of the mysterious nefesh that we have. That's called a kli for ha'idah. I'd like a little bit to be misvainin about something that's against us. Baruch Hashem, this is a makom Torah. It's a makom where people spend so much time being oisik in Torah, doing what's right, many, many other inyanim. And Baruch Hashem, a person should feel proud. But there's another question. Am I grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I have the chance to do all these things? Am I grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I am able to kill myself for doing things that are right? We wake up early to learn, to daven, and he does it with a Kabbalah's oil Malchus Shemayim. That's a valik. There's a higher darga, and that darga is that I thank Ribbono Shel Olam for the ability. You gave me the chance and opportunity to be my senefesh. The koiches that a person has to do what's right and the chance to do what's right is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's nothing more chavid than that. We find moedim, moedani, shesamtachalkenu, ben yeshe beis ha-medrash, and not be Yeshe Karnes. What does that mean? That's Bechira. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me here. I mean, I could go here, I could go there. It's me. The answer is yes, I have Bechira, it's me. But when I'm sitting here, I understand that whatever it is in me that awakened itself to come to a Makom Torah and to push oneself to learn. A person is tired and it's a long day and it's hard learning, and a person pushes himself, then a person is awakened to be meided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. It's the ultimate is miyotcha nesan alecha. Sach hakol, I'm reconnecting. It's the pnimistic nekuda of chelek al kaim imal back to its shayrish when I do it. It's everything comes around. There's an incredible tefillah we say. It's also one of those tefillahs that people are dosh tas akevam. There's something called Moedin Rabbanan. Moedin Rabbanan is an incredible tefillah. The Chazan gets up and he says Moedin. He's Moedin. It's a Hoidah to Rebbei Yisrael. Moedin Rabbanan is Al Shonu Moedin Lecha. I'm being Moedin to Rebbei Yisrael that I have the opportunity to be Moedin to you. The fact that a person can be Moedin evokes in a person a Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is his chelik. So Chanukah is specifically, it's a yomtiv, dafke for people that are oisik and toiv. It has a chelik in itself that's halaldik, and that chelik of halal is to be makir, the nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gvura, the nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that Ram Yad Atim, the fact that we've survived so long in a galus against all odds and so on. That's a certain hilul, and that certainly is one leg of the yomtiv. But there's a second leg, and that is hoidah. This is the yomtiv where avodas beis hamikdash came back because of our mesiras nefesh. This is we went out bechiruv nefesh to keep the beis hamikdash from becoming tamei. And to re-thread the needle of Avodas Hashem. It evokes in us a hoidah shesamta cholkeinu. It evokes in us a moedim rabbanan, a al shanu moedim lecha. It's a zman when a person can reflect on what takes a lot of effort and Mr. Snefesh on his part to do. And it evokes a hoidah that to Rebbei Yisrael. Lasid lovay, everything will be toif. So karbanis, where the nature is to be misakin, where the nature is to be misakin chatoyim and pagamim, won't be nageya. Other karbanis, other inyanim, a person will be molar tzdeya k'mayim liyam echasim. So we'll be in a steady mitzias of Kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the one thing that will intensify with time is the Moedin Rabbanan, the Hoidah that this is Chalkeinu. The fact that the Ruchnias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in us, the chances and the opportunities to surmount difficulties, and to somehow find the rutzen and the koyach to overcome difficulties is the greatest gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person. Karm Toida will never become batel, because as long as there's toiv in the world, there's moedim on that toiv. And Chanukah is the harbinger of that matzav. It's a zman when we meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nisim v'lois he does, and we moedet to him on chalkeinu that we have on the kudah in us, and somehow we have the Seata Lishmaya, the opportunities to do things in a way that brought out the best in Kal Yisrael, that brought out Ha'ara from Kal Yisrael, to be male Kaloy and Kuloy, the Seata Volcano, Yosef Beis HaMedrash, and every other place. Bez Hashem, we should be Zeichet, that lift the kite, those in that, we do all the Neitzach Nitzach.
Amen.